We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights of this morning's news.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Michael Sweeney. It's Monday, April 29th, 2024. Last Friday, Illinois students mobilized to create an encampment at the alma mater statue to convince the university to divest in weapons manufacturing companies partnered with the Israeli government. The students set up tents and equipment in the early morning but were met with police opposition. Twice, the police attempted to charge the student encampment, with the first attempt successfully taking down the tents, but the second failed to do so. After the first push, the protesters rebuilt, hosted prayer services, and chanted in solidarity with Palestine. Students claim that the police used excessive force and even arrested two protesters, while protesters remained nonviolent, only using force to prevent police from confiscating tents. In the later hours of the protest, an estimated 500 students stood drenched in the pouring rain at Alma. The encampment was stopped once the university had agreed to set a meeting with the student organizers of the protest and to ensure the safety of the students.
As of Sunday afternoon, the encampment has resumed following the pause this Saturday. After the standoff with police on Friday, Students for Justice in Palestine, or SJP, agreed to relocate the encampment from the alma mater to the Spurlock Museum, further away from the heart of campus.
However, after a weekend of reconvening, the encampment resumed on the main quad in front of Fullerger Auditorium. Protesters occupied peacefully, making signs, eating, playing soccer, and setting up a memorial library to commemorate outspoken Palestinian professor Rafat Alier, who was killed in December by Israeli airstrikes. A tree across from Lincoln Hall was designated as a medic corner in the event of a confrontation with the police, such as on Friday. The Illini Union was emptied out and locked as it was on Friday, along with all buildings surrounding the quad. Counter-protesters arrived nearly an hour into the quad encampment, to which pro-Palestine protests were told not to engage. Additionally, they did not engage with any press on the scene. Only appointed media spokespeople could give statements. Several police cars arrived on surrounding streets, but no escalations were made. The university chancellor sent out a mass email Sunday night at 8:21 p.m., restating the unlawful nature of the presence of structures on the quad, reporting the protesters rejected the offer to negotiate on the condition the tents are dismantled. A media spokesperson for SJP responded that the decision to maintain the encampment was because it was just them taking the only form of leverage they had in this negotiation. The SJP referred to the mass email as smearing their name for not providing context on their decision. The negotiation meeting with the vice chancellor for Monday, April 29th, was threatened to be canceled by university administration. "We're not sure about updates regarding that," said the university. Protesters continued through the heavy thunderstorms Sunday night. SJP said, quote, "We also want to encourage discourse around the topic of Palestine. We want this to be an educational encampment where the correct knowledge is being put out," end quote. This is an update as of 1:27 p.m., Monday, April 29th. After a night of torrential downpour, the encampment remains. As the area and structures have become more and more established, the encampment is referring to itself as a UIUC Liberation Zone. The protesters see this overnight stay as a win. The meeting, originally scheduled for Monday at 5 p.m. between the protesters and the university, has been canceled by the university. Administration refuses to hold a meeting if negotiation terms are not met. These terms include the ceasing of the encampment, an act protest organizers say is not possible. This is a developing story. Please check thedailyillini.com for more frequent updates. Contributing reporting for this newscast was provided by Joaquim O'Malley Macias and Alice May. Our deputy news director is Alyssa Eaton, and our news director is me, Michael Sweeney. For WPGU News, I'm Michael Sweeney.